independent bookstores thrive on being a part of the community. And the only good independent bookstores that survive over a long period of time are those that the community takes ownership of, that they're part of. And the Brazos story is one that just took it to the next level. And while every store wants to be part of its community, Brazos really became part of its community because the community stepped up and bought the store.
That's Matt Hinneman, one of the 27-ish owners of Brazos Bookstore. And you heard him right, the Houston literary community so loved the place that when it looked like it might close, they banded together and stepped in to save it. But let's back up a little and talk about a guy named Carl Killian.
Carl Killian founded Brazos in 1974, and when he did so, I think it was just about the only game in town, really the center of the literary scene at that time, because there kind of wasn't much of a literary scene, I don't believe.
That's Ben Rybeck, general manager of Brazos Bookstore.
You know, Brazos aspired to be the kind of independent bookstore that Carl had worked in New York, and he thought, well, Houston's a world-class city, why doesn't Houston have a world-class bookstore? And he began to do events here. He began to serve his community. He began to become kind of a literary tastemaker in Houston.
Carl had moved from Houston to New York for grad school. When he came back, he opened a bookstore in a sleepy neighborhood near Rice University. He stocked it full of poetry and literary fiction, art books, and obscure literary journals. Under Carl's leadership, this innocuous-seeming store would become the axis from which Houston's literary scene would begin to turn.
Houston is one of the great literary cities in our country. I firmly believe that.
Again, here's Matt Hinneman.
Brazos was integral in the beginnings of that and in the fostering of that. You know, Carl Killian and the Brazos Bookstore were the heart of the Houston literary community for a very, very long time and were the seeds of that, the growth of that community. You know, with Carl and with literary icons like Donald Barthelme, you begin this process of creating Houston as a literary city, and they created Imprint. You know, Imprint is now one of the premier literary organizations in the country and is thought of highly by publishers and writers throughout the world. They all want to come to Houston because of the experiences they've had with Imprint and because of the experiences they've had coming to Brazos Bookstore and being part of that process. And this has all been a synergistic process.
People like Larry McMurtry and Donald Barthelme shopped at the store when they were in Houston, and even now, it's the bookstore of choice for Houston writers. Carl helped launch Imprint, an incredible Houston organization that brings major writers to Houston and offers writing classes to the community. And that organization, in turn, helped to get the University of Houston's creative writing program going. Carl was effectively the one-man band behind Houston's literary scene, but after 30 years, it was time for Killian to close the Brazos chapter in his life. Here's Matt Hinneman again.
About, I guess it's now been 10 years ago, maybe a little more than that, Carl Killian decided to retire. And in that process, he put the store up for sale, but over a period of time, there didn't seem to be a lot of interest in any individual buying the store. A number of people in the community looked at that and decided that they didn't want the bookstore to go away because it was an integral part of the way we think about Houston. And so a group of individuals in the neighborhood and the community who had been patrons of the store and had been involved with the bookstore in some form got together, pooled their funds, and bought the store. When we first bought the store from Carl Killian, we had, I think, right at 20 owners. And over the last several years, some of the owners have given shares to their children. So we've added a couple of new owners. So it has expanded. I think we're now maybe 23 or 24 owners.
And here's Ben Rybeck.
I think it says a lot about Houston and the amount of focus and the degree to which Houstonians prize the arts that so many people thought that a place like this was vital. In a lot of cities and a lot of neighborhoods, if it came time for it to close, you wouldn't be surprised to hear people just sort of say, oh, well, it ran its course. Right? But they want to keep a place like this around because they see that it's important.
I think they've always been important to me, and I think I was schooled to have that be true.
That's Jean Blanchard, a longtime customer of Brazos.
My husband and I have traveled a lot, and we've lived in a lot of different places, up and down mostly the East Coast. And everywhere we've been, we've always tried to find the museum right away, and we've tried to find a bookstore right away. something that's always stuck with me is before it became a phrase is buy local. So I have always tried to find an independent bookstore first. It took me a little while to find Brazos, but once I found it, it was perfect. It felt like home. I like to go in and say, I have a six-year-old that loves Black Labs, or I just found out that one of my favorite authors has a book out. Do you have it yet? Do you have it yet? And it's exciting to deal with another person that knows that stuff right off. And is mostly as excited as you are. And I find that to be true in most independent bookstores.
You know, if you want to come in and find the new bestsellers, we may have some of those here anyway. And if we don't have something for some reason, we're happy to order it for you.
Again, Ben.
We want to serve everyone. But the focus of our store just kind of becomes the focus of the staff, what the staff is interested in. And a lot of what we focus on, in addition to sort of, you know, bestsellers or just the big books everyone's heard of, is a lot of smaller press literature and translation. These are books that help us understand other people, other experiences in other places of the world. And I mean, to my mind, I mean, that kind of thinking has never been more important than it is right now. It's always important to understand other places, but what we're seeing now, again and again, no matter what, you know, and I'm not even talking politics here, I'm just saying whatever side you might be on ideologically, I mean, we are in the process of dehumanizing each other every single day, it feels like now. So get a novel, read a book, and understand what actually is in people's brains and hearts and not what your biases tell you. That's what I think we are able to do here. And that's why I think books are important, and that's why I think an independent bookstore is important.
This is all truly lovely, but at the end of the day, Brazos is a business with rent and employees to pay. And the world has changed since 1974. Big box bookstores have even been pushed to the side in the face of online bookselling juggernauts and e-booksellers. So how does a place like Brazos, just on a practical level, continue? And why is it still so vital to its community? Here's Matt again.
A decade ago, and really at the advent of Amazon, I think all of us in the independent book world were scared that this was going to mean the end of the community bookstores. And what we've seen is that there was certainly a significant impact on buying books in a bookstore. And we saw that happen over a period of years. It became less convenient. It's much easier to get online, punch two buttons, and have the book delivered to your house. But it also is an impersonal process. And what we've learned over time is that there are always going to be people who want to have and hold a book in their hands. And there will always be people who, for whom reading and the intellectual environment is a community process. And in some ways, that transition of the internet and being able to buy on the internet really changed the way booksellers look at the world. And I think it's been, in some ways, in a good way.
I don't even think that we're in competition with Amazon, frankly. And there's a lot of hand-wringing in this industry about the role that Amazon plays or how Amazon has affected independent bookstores. And yes, you saw some closures, you know, 10 or so years ago, but the industry has evolved and the best bookstores have evolved and have adapted and have figured out what makes them special, which is that it's not just a place to click on an item and get it delivered to your house. The business we are in here at Brazos, and I think other booksellers, independent booksellers around the country would say something similar, we're here to provide a space for people to connect and for people to find not only the books that they want, but the books that they don't know that they wanted.
What we have found is that reading has become, in the effort of going to a bookstore, is a social and communal event. And one of the things that we've done that I think has been a really good step for us is that we've found ourselves focusing more on the textual process of reading and the community part of it and the interaction. And so one of the things that's really been different in the last few years that we've done more and more of and we've tried to increase is to bring in more writers and bring in more of the authors to read and to give that personal connection between the buyer and the writer and the reader, and to make sure that there's a connection there that goes beyond what you get when you sit in front of your computer and push two buttons.
We're a gathering place. I think that we're a cultural hub. I think that we're a place where people can go to connect over books in an unstructured environment.
When I come to a reading at Brazos, I've come for some famous people, and I've come for some people that I've never heard of, but they just sounded like these people might be interesting. I'm sitting there on one of their little folding chairs, and I'm looking around the room, and it's amazing the people that I see that I recognize that I only see at Brazos readings. And then there's people that I see that are professors at the university that I've either had or have seen come and go, or authors here locally that I've, you know, gotten their books and listened to them, or poetry. The people become familiar to me. It's kind of like going to your grocery store. And the clerks know who you are all of a sudden. You don't know how that happened. But it's like that. It's exciting, it's empowering, and it's nice to know that somebody else has the same type of passion. Might be a strong word, but in my sense, it is a passion.
So it's a place where you can kind of come and relax and just be around the books, right? And be around the readers. And one of my favorite things about community events that we do here is people always come and they find new books that they wouldn't have found on their own, and they find new friends that they wouldn't have found elsewhere.
But when I think about it, every time I come in here, it's like, you know, cheers. Everybody knows your name. They kind of know what you're looking for. If you're not looking for anything specific, someone will always have a suggestion because they remember what you bought before. Who does that? No place I've ever been.
Okay, but still, one cannot live on love and literature alone. According to owner Matt Henneman, the multiple owner structure of Brazos means that they actually don't need to turn much of a profit. They just need to break even. It's actually a brilliant solution to a common modern issue, the disappearance of the small, the community-based, and the unique. I asked Ben what he thought the larger purpose of Brazos and of independent bookstores is.
I mean, we are, of course, in the business of selling people books, but it's not like, you know, a part breaks on your phone and you need to go to the electronics store to buy a quick widget and then leave. We are getting people in the doors because they love books, because they want to come to our events, because they're curious about us, whatever the case may be. And they stay here and they spend some time here and they buy things when we have good things. I watch people connect over the books all the time in this space, and that's always a very gratifying thing.
Yes, actually become friends, some of them. I bumped into somebody at a reading at St. Paul's, and she worked here a while back, and she used to jump from behind the counter and hug me. Every time I came in, she just was a hugger. And I saw her, and she jumped from out of one of the pews at St. Paul's, and she gave me a big hug. And people are, you miss them when they've come through these doors. You see them growing and learning and becoming very, you know, very professional, very knowledgeable. And then they're gone off to do their MFAs or maybe to a different city, you know, whatever pulls them away from here. And I'm always relieved when I see people that I still know that are here.
I think that a bookstore can be more than just the brick and mortar space it is. I think that those ideas can carry out into the community. So I would love to, you know, have more of a presence out there and to keep evolving that presence. We already are doing a lot of that, but I would like to keep doing more of that. I'd like to keep bringing Brazos to people in other parts of the town, whether that be with big offsite events. We've done several, but it's also going to schools. It's bringing authors to schools. That's something that we want to do more of as well, and visiting other communities. So that's something that I would really like to see us continue to evolve and do more and more of in the coming years.
We hope is that, you know, Brazos will continue to be part of the hub of that wheel for all of the literary organizations that make Houston home.
The legacy of Brazos is really the legacy of Carl and what he managed to do in this city to help create a literary community for the 30 years that he single-handedly owned and operated Brazos Bookstore. Not single-handedly operated, he had help.
I want to, you know, give back, you know. I want to let them know that I value them as much as they obviously value me, and I don't think it's a marketing ploy. I think it's really true.
Here's to you, Mr. Killian, and to all a happy Independent Bookstore Day. Speaking of Independent Bookstore Day, it's happening on April 30th this year, that's 2017. To find out Brazos' Independent Bookstore Day events, go to brazosbookstore.com, or if you're elsewhere in the country, go to indiebookstoreday.com to find out about events in your area. Thanks to Matt Henneman, Ben Rybeck, and Jean Blanchard for their help with this piece. Thanks to WinSync for the very kind permission to use their music. Thanks to Todd Holsender for his production work and for just being Todd. For Houston Public Media, I'm Daisha Clay.